On our arrival at Musumin recently, we enjoyed a schnitzel dinner at the Cork and Bone. The next morning we drove around town and were overwhelmed at the large lot sizes, both for old and new homes, and some of the large homes. Must be a lot of wealth here. My partner, spouse wanted to shop at the Prairie Girl Gallery, operated by singer, songwriter, artist Eli Barcy. We had a nice chat with her reminiscing about the music and fairs industries. While viewing her amazing art, we did some shopping. Next stop was the Musumin Regional Museum. Just about every small town museum has one rare artifact. Musumin has three. The Fudge Snowplane is one. In 1929, Robert Fudge built his first snowplane. Within 3 years he was building commercially. Fudge built 400 of them by 1956 when production ceased. They were used in winter to travel to school, church and town. Using a Chrysler engine and propeller, they overcame deep snow. Fudge said his teardrop-shaped snowplane offered minimal resistance, while providing wide vision. The machine could seat 4 people and was built in several models. The Fudge Snowplane, Ron Walter. The museum machinery display has a Holt 34-horse-drawn combine harvester. The Holt Manufacturing Company of Stockton, California built its first horse-drawn harvester in 1883. The company became Caterpillar Tractor. Holt 34-horse-drawn combine harvester, Ron Walter. A GMC truck with a rectangular covered wooden box built on the back is another rare item in the museum. The T. Eaton Company had 6 of these caravans, an early form of recreational vehicle. Inside there is a cast iron hand water pump by the sink. A small toilet space, benches to sleep on, a table and seats in front for 2. The T. Eaton Company lent the caravans to employees. An early form of GMC recreational vehicle, Ron Walter. A museum display shows how hospital care has developed since the first building in 1905. That hospital had 1 cold water tap from an outside cistern. Sewage was by commode and carried outside. Drinking water was carried in by people. Sterilization of instruments was done on the stovetop. Today Musumin has a hospital built about 8 years ago with 29 treatment beds, 58 acute care beds and 8 doctors serving the southeast region of Saskatchewan. The Moose Jaw Regional Hospital has 42 treatment beds and 72 acute care beds. To get the new hospital Musumin, population 3,000, had to raise 1/3 of the cost, $13.3 million, said museum volunteer David Robertson. They did everything, bake sales, teas, and dinners, to raise the money. They didn't think we'd raise the money, he said. When it opened the deputy minister said, if we knew you'd raise the money we would have asked for half, the cost. Ron Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.